When is the last time you got down on your knees or in a prostrate position to pray? If you did, then there was likely something very important to you that you wanted from God. Hello, everyone. This week's Sunday School lesson is entitled, God Answers Prayer. The lesson text is found in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 9 through 20. Prayer is our way of getting personal and specific with God about something we want Him to be aware of. It's not like God is not already aware of whatever the matter may be, but prayer usually involves a request for God to act on the matter in a way we would like Him to. In fact, our prayers can sometimes involve making a deal with God, where if He will do the thing we request, we will do something in return. This is the case in the lesson today, when a woman who was barren and wanted a man child so much that she promised God if He opened her womb and gave her a son, she would give the son back to Him. God gave her that son, and she named him Samuel. He became a faithful and important prophet and judge of Israel, and two Old Testament books are named for him. Not only was Samuel born to Hannah, but she bore three other sons and two daughters after him. There are several observations that should be noted about prayer. People shouldn't trifle God with prayer by praying for and about people and things that aren't important to them. In other words, it doesn't matter to them what God does. In fact, they don't even think about it again or even forget what it was they prayed about. Prayer should be done in isolation and away from any distractions. Jesus said, "Go into a secret closet." Isolation gives us the best opportunity to focus our thoughts toward God. Our prayers have a better chance of receiving a favorable response if God will somehow receive glory from the outcome. Too often our prayers are selfish and only serve to help ourselves in some way. James said, "We ask in our prayers amiss, so that we may consume our requests upon our lusts." But we ought to pray in a way that allows God to see what He will get out of fulfilling our requests. Emotion and sacrifice can demonstrate how important a prayer request is to us. Sincere tears or fasting is one way we have of displaying our desire for God to answer favorably our prayer. Jesus says some things only come by fasting and prayer. No matter how important something may be to us, we must believe that God will do what He deems is best, no matter how it may seem to us. There are those who will blame God and give up on God if their prayer is not answered in the manner in which they believe was best. We must always remember that God is not indebted to us to do anything, including saving our souls. Therefore, it is illogical for us to react negatively toward God for not acting or doing something He is not and never was obligated to do. But on the other hand, we need to show our appreciation when He chooses to answer in a favorable way. When we read Hannah's prayer request, we see many of these attributes in her prayer. There was fasting and tears, isolation, something for God, willingness to accept and live with God's will, appreciation, and follow through on what she said. When we apply more of these principles in our prayers, I believe we will get better results. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section at the bottom of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.